I remember we were in Dallas for a little while, and during one summer, and the ground just cracked open.
Mm.
Great big cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Because there wasn't any rain.
So,
but we don't, you know, that doesn't bother us.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't rain for a long time, it's known as a...
drought.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, asthma makes it hard to...
breathe.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a name for frosted breath?
For what?
Frosted breath, like you speak and your breath freezes before it hits the ground. Like comes out in like little crystals. You ever heard of that?
No, because it's never that cold here.
It's never that cold here. Have you ever heard a name for... there's two ways to describe it. A warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains.
Chinook?
Yeah, that's it. It's also used for a coastal southwest wind from Oregon north.
Is that so?
Yeah. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. Have you heard of a blue norther?
Yes.
What's that?
We get the tail end of blue northers. Once in a while from the north, we'll have a real cold snow and a high wind.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets colder and colder and colder.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't happen very often. I guess maybe I've seen one or two of them in my lifetime here in El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's part of a wind that's just terrible up north, you know.
What time of year is it?
It usually comes, if we're going to get one, usually January, February, if
mm-hmm.
we get one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not often.
What are some local trees?
Local trees?
Mm-hmm.
Cottonwood. When I was growing up, the cottonwoods were everything, and they had the cotton, you know, the little cotton balls,
mm-hmm.
and you would look out, and there was all this cotton floating around. And we had poplar trees
mm-hmm.
and salt cedar.
Mm-hmm.
But now these ones like the nonberry and mulberry and some of these newer trees, you know, that they brought in are
mm-hmm.
all new to me.
What are some desert shrubs that we have?
Oh, the yucca. The chola. The prickly pear,
mm-hmm.
the Spanish dagger, can't think of what those things, we've got them out in the front yard, can't think of them right at the moment, but anyway, we've got them out there.
What are those things with the long, thin, I mean the long sticks that they just look like a bunch of sticks until the spring?
That's what I'm trying to think
oh.
of. Can't think of it just, let me think, what is the name of that thing? And they have a pretty orange flowers on the tip of the,
mm-hmm.
Well, it'll come to me, just.
What do they call those, we don't really have them here, but in Tucson they have a lot of those cacti with arms. What are those called?
Oh, the, No, I know we don't have them here because we don't have the little bird that keeps them from, they have a worm
mm.
that
mm-hmm.
kills them, and these little birds eat the worm.
Hmm.
Hmm. What do they call those? Barrel cactus here. We do have
mm-hmm.
barrel cactus. I can't think.
What about that shrub that is, grows in the desert that it may be more like a tree than a shrub, but it is used for firewood sometimes?
The